In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
As we reflect on the gospel appointed for today, we see where after conversation, Jesus was about to be stoned. And in that same gospel, but further up, St. John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, we read where the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto Jesus a woman that was taken in adultery, and he set her in their midst. And they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. And they went on to say that now Moses in the law commanded us that such a person should be stoned. But what sayest thou, Jesus? And this they said to tempt him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus, he stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman. And he lifted up his eyes unto her, and said unto her, Woman, where art thou thine accusers? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The theme of sin runs throughout the Gospels during the 40 days of Lent. The Lenten Gospels are trying to convince us that we are forgiven people. We have heard about the merciful Lord reaching out some weeks ago to the prodigal son. Last week we heard about the merciful Lord making an abundance of food out of very little, feeding the 5,000. He taught us that there is nothing we have done or could do to make Almighty God stop loving us. He also taught us that we have done nothing to keep us from coming home to the loving embrace of God our Father. We have all heard this in the Gospels, but the question is, do we believe what we hear? Well, sure, if Jesus Christ said it is true, it must be true. So we believe it at least in a general way. But for some reason, it is still difficult to apply such love and forgiveness to ourselves. Jesus Christ knows our hesitation. So today he says, okay, now let us make this real. Let us apply it to a real person. So in this gospel today, chapter 8, verse 1 to 11, we see where Jesus deals with a very sinful person, with a woman, and also he deals with you and me. Let us picture this dramatic scene, my friends. The Pharisees caught a woman in the very act of committing adultery. And they seem to rejoice in such a catch. What about this woman's partner? He didn't seem to matter. And these law-abiding righteous men were intent on punishing her as the law of Moses prescribed. The law directs them to stone her to death. Can you see them standing there, my friends, in their self-righteousness with stones in hand? Can you see this poor woman crouching there in the middle of all of them, humiliated by having her sin announced in public? There she was. There she was, feeling helpless, wondering if God really wanted her to die for what she had done. But as we reflect on the gospel, we see that those Pharisees made a mistake. They asked Jesus, "So what do you say, Jesus? We need to know, not only for this woman's sake, we need to know for ourselves." And Jesus straightened up and looked them right in the eye and said to them these words, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Then what do we see happening? They dropped their stones, and one by one, they went away. Now Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. It is just two of them standing now. "What do you say now, Jesus? Woman, where are those men who accused you? Has no one condemned you?" And the woman replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." What do we learn from this, my friends, today? We learn that this is God's forgiveness applied to a real person. And this is telling us how God forgives us. When we look at how Jesus treated this woman, we think of four key words coming to mind. Number one, truth. Jesus did not excuse her. Jesus did not explain away her sin. Jesus did not whitewash it away. In truth, this woman committed sin. Two, respect. Jesus did not lecture her. He did not berate her by saying, "How could you have done this?" But Jesus, we see, treated this woman with respect and dignity. And more than that, Jesus treated her with loving concern. Three, forgiveness. Without any question or condition, we see that Jesus forgave her. She did not even have to ask for forgiveness. She didn't even say she was sorry. She was simply unconditionally forgiven. We hear Jesus say these words, "Nor do I condemn you." And fourth and last, we see the word encouragement. Jesus encouraged this woman to live a better life. What did Jesus say to her? "Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Forget the past and start over on a new and better life." What a scene, my brothers and sisters. And this is our story also. What can we say? One, Jesus, I acknowledge my sin in truth. I will not excuse myself or explain it away. I own my sin for what it is. Two, Jesus, I thank you for respecting me. I thank you for treating me with dignity. I guess I should stop kicking myself around and treat myself with some dignity and respect. And three, Jesus, I thank you for forgiving me without question, without condition. I need, Jesus, that kind of forgiveness. And fourth and last, Jesus, thank you for encouraging me to live a better life. Yes, with your help, I will be a better person. My dear friends, we are approaching the events of Holy Week, starting next week. Is there anything more that Jesus can say or do to convince us of how he forgives us, of how Jesus cares for you and me, of how Jesus loves us? Is there anything more short of dying for us? someone wrote some time ago, and I quote, "The one power that demands a response is the power of love." End of quote. When someone says to you or to me, seriously, that I love you, you and I may accept it, or you and I may reject it. But you and I cannot just shrug it off as if it does not matter. Jesus Christ says, seriously, my friends, to you and me, I love you. And the question I ask is this: what will we do with that love? Amen.